This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called The Foundation of a Life Well Lived. In these teachings, Rick shows us that God has given each one of us something special, whether it's talent, education, opportunities, ideas, or creativity. And he wants us to use what he's given us for his glory and for our benefit. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a beautifully illustrated devotional for children by Pastor Rick that will help them discover how much God loves them and that he has a special plan and purpose for their life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Learning My True Identity in Christ.
You know, a few years ago, I read a news report about a man with no identification who was found beaten and naked and unconscious behind a hamburger restaurant in Georgia. Now, he regained his consciousness, but he had total amnesia for the past 8 years. And nobody knows who this guy is. He had no ID on him. The FBI ran his fingerprints and DNA, found nothing. Dr. Phil on TV hired a private investigator, found nothing. A nurse named Catherine took him in and is still trying to reawaken his memory. But nobody knows this guy's true identity. Now imagine if you were that man, and for the last 8 years, you had had your identity completely stolen. How would you feel about that? You know, this week I read about the fact that identity theft cost people billions of lost dollars and pesos and euros and yuans and other currencies. Identity theft is a global problem. In fact, here in America, there's a new scam that identity thieves are using. These criminals use stolen identities to file fake tax returns, and then they steal people's tax refunds. Last year, over 1.5 million fake tax returns were filed here in America, and as a result, each year the government pays out over $5 billion in refunds to people who it doesn't belong to fake accounts. That means over the past 5 years, the U.S. government has given away $25 billion of your money, if you live in America, to identity thieves. But you know what? There's an even more sinister and evil thief of your identity, and his name is Satan. And he wants to steal far more than just your money. He wants to steal your true identity of what God created you to be. He wants to hide your true identity. He wants to diminish your true identity. He wants to confuse your identity. He doesn't want you to know who you really are, who God made you to be. He doesn't want you to know the power that you have as a child of God, as a son or daughter in God's family. You know, one of the reasons you get so tired and get so stressed out is because there's an unseen spiritual battle or war going on in your life over your identity every single moment. As your pastor, I need you to understand this. Satan is not as powerful as God. For one thing, Satan cannot create anything. He can't create. Satan can only distort. Satan can pervert. Or Satan can destroy, but he can't create. But he can convert, distort, destroy the beautiful things that God creates. And of course, we see that happening everywhere. He does it with money. He does it with sex. He does it with physical beauty. He does it with power. He does it with your identity. And Satan uses a number of different tools to confuse you about your true identity. What does he use? Well, number one, he uses hurt and pain and trauma. If Satan can get you angry or bitter or ashamed about something that's happened to you or through you or by you, then he's going to distort your true identity. So he uses hurt and pain. Number two, he uses other people's opinions. And I hate to tell you this, but people lie to you all the time. And some of the things that have been said to you about you by peers, by parents, by partners, by enemies, by friends, they just aren't true. But he can distort your true identity by what other people say about you. He uses the culture. He uses the media. And you get these messages all the time through the media and through movies and music and novels that you should be like that. instead of being who God really truly made you to be. And then, of course, number four, Satan actually uses thoughts that he suggests in your mind. And when he puts a thought in your mind, he says, you're no good, you're worthless, you'll never amount to anything, you're a failure, or all the things that he says. And most of all, he uses the things you tell yourself. He uses the lies you tell yourself over and over about you. He uses your feelings. And you say, well, I feel this way, so it must be true. Your feelings are a terrible predictor of truth. They're often totally off base. Just because you feel something doesn't make it true. Doctors could give you a medicine or stimulate your brain and make you feel things that are totally untrue about you. But when Satan gets you to believe those things, then he can distort your true identity. Now, in my first message that we started in this new series called The Foundation of a Well-Lived Life, we talked about God's timing in your life. But as your pastor and as your spiritual coach, my goal for you is that you live a life well-lived. And so today, I want to focus on another very important component or element of a foundation for a well-lived life. I want us to look at learning your true identity in Christ, what God says about you, what's true about you. Knowing who you really are, who God made you to be, and knowing what God thinks and says about your identity is absolutely essential to living a life well lived. Your happiness is directly connected to your identity and how you see yourself. And if you don't know who you really are, then you can't be fully happy. You can't be truly successful. You can't relate effectively to other people. You can't be genuinely fulfilled.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why He created the Purpose Driven Life devotional book for children. This inspirational resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose Driven Life, but delivers them as 100 devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face and gives real-world applications to help them discover their purpose. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, young readers will thrive on the biblical wisdom that has helped millions of people throughout the world. We'll send you the Purpose Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004, or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
And so today, I want to focus on another very important component or element of a foundation for a well-lived life. I want us to look at learning your true identity in Christ, what God says about you, what's true about you. Knowing who you really are, who God made you to be, and knowing what God thinks and says about your identity is absolutely essential to living a life well-lived. Your happiness is directly connected to your identity and how you see yourself. And if you don't know who you really are, then you can't be fully happy. You can't be truly successful. You can't relate effectively to other people. You can't be genuinely fulfilled. So how do I know who I really am? Well, you know, the famous 17th century French physicist and philosopher Blaise Pascal wrote this: not only do we not only know God through Jesus Christ, but we only know ourselves through Jesus Christ. We only know life and death through Jesus Christ. Apart from Jesus, we cannot know the meaning of our life or our death or the meaning of God, or even the meaning of ourselves. Now, in the Bible, in the New Testament, it lists over 35 different aspects of your true identity in Christ. Did you know that? If you'll just read through the New Testament, you'll find 35 truths about your true identity in Christ. Today, I want us to just focus on five aspects of your true identity. And if you understand these, you believe these, and you act on these, you build your life on these foundations as a solid rock of truth, these five aspects will change your life. Now, the five aspects of your true identity that I want you to see in this time together are found in the Bible book of 1 Peter. In chapter 2 of 1 Peter, and there, St. Peter gives us five descriptions of our true identity. That's all we're going to look at today. Let me read you this passage, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. He says there, You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a people belonging to God. Each of these statements are packed with meaning. He says, you are these things that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Peter says, once you were not a people, you didn't have an identity, but now you are the people of God. Once you hadn't received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Now today, let's unpack the meaning of each of these five phrases, because each one of them is loaded, it's packed with significance for your life. This is God's true view of you. God's true view of you in Christ. So first, write this down. In Christ, number one, I am completely accepted. That's the first thing you need to know about your identity. In Christ, I am completely accepted. Now that's important because the deepest wounds in life often come from rejection. And because rejection hurts so much, and we all have rejection in our life, we spend so much of our lives trying to earn acceptance. We want to earn it from our parents. We want to earn it from our peers, our friends. We want to earn acceptance from those we respect. We want to earn acceptance from those we envy. And this drive to be accepted influences everything in your life. The kind of clothes you wear, the car you drive, the house you buy, the career you choose. And we buy and we do all kinds of crazy things to earn acceptance. Now, the pain of not being chosen on a team, you've probably experienced that where they're choosing up sides and you're not one of the first ones to be chosen. You keep going, oh, God, please don't let me be the last to be chosen. You hate it if you've ever been the last person chosen when they're picking teams. Being chosen does a lot for your self-worth. And if you're chosen for an award, if you're chosen for an honor, if you're chosen for a promotion. You know what gives me self-esteem? Is that Kay Lewis, who's now Kay Warren, chose me over all those other guys. I knocked them all off. I beat them. Kay chose me. That gives me value. Now here's the good news. 1 Peter 2:9. You have been chosen by God himself. Whoa. If God chooses you, if God likes you and you like you, if somebody else doesn't like you, that's their problem. Now, why am I completely acceptable? Because God chose me before everything. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:4, He chose us in him, in Christ. He chose us in Christ before the creation of the world. Did you know that? Before God created the universe, he had already chosen you to be holy and blameless in his sight by his love. Before God chose to make the sun, before God chose to make the oceans, before God chose to make the earth and the world and the birds and everything else, he chose you. That shows how valuable, how acceptable you are. God shows you you're acceptable. Number two, Jesus made me acceptable by his death on the cross. Titus chapter 3, verse 7 says this, Jesus treated us much better than we deserve. He made us acceptable to God. Circle that. He made us acceptable to God, and he gave us the hope of eternal life. Now, this acceptance, God accepts you. It's not based on your performance. It's not based on what you do. It's based on what Jesus did. It's not based on who you are. It's based on who Jesus is, his character. God loves you, and he says, you are acceptable because my son died for you. I made you, and my son died for you. So, the first thing we need to know about your identity is that I am completely acceptable. The second thing you need to know about your identity, what God says about you, the true view of you is this. I'm not only completely acceptable, I am extremely valuable. You are extremely valuable. In fact, the Bible says that your life is priceless. Most of you know that I'm a book collector. I have a library of over 40,000 books, and most of them I bought used. And when you go into a used bookstore or you go online to use books, they rate every book as they're either poor or good or acceptable or fine or like new. There are categories. God says, you're not just acceptable, you're valuable, you're fine, you're priceless. And Peter's second description in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, he says, you are a holy nation, circle that word holy, I got to explain that, and you are a people belonging to God, circle the word belonging. What makes something valuable? God says, you're priceless, you're invaluable. What makes you so valuable? Well, value is dependent upon several things. First, value depends on who owns something. You know, when you go at an auction, things that are owned by famous people or by celebrities or historical people, they cost more because they were owned by somebody else. It might just be an ordinary, pitcher or jar or shoe. But if it was owned by somebody famous, it raises its value. Would a car owned by a famous celebrity, Lady Gaga, be worth more than your car? Yeah. Would basketball shoes worn by LeBron James be more valuable than your shoes? Yes. Would a piece of furniture used by a prime minister or a president be more valuable than maybe your furniture? Probably. How about a guitar used by a rock star compared to the guitars that I have? Yes. You see, the owner often adds values to common things. So who do you belong to? Well, the Bible tells us, Deuteronomy 7:6, you are a people holy to the Lord, your God, his treasured possession. Did you know that you are God's treasured possession? Isaiah 43, verse 4, God says, you are precious to me, like a precious metal, like gold, like platinum. You're precious to me. So why am I extremely valuable? Well, first, God owns me, but more than that, because God is my father. God is your father, and the Bible says in Luke 12:24, look at the birds. God feeds them, and you're far more valuable to him than any birds. Why? Because you are his child. God is your father. And another reason why you're invaluable is because Jesus gave his life for me. Jesus gave his life for me. In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 23, the Bible says, you have been bought and paid for by Christ. So you belong to him. So Christ died for you, and God created you, and he's your father. You belong to him. That adds value to your life. You know, value not only depends on who owns something, but value depends on what somebody's willing to pay for it. So if I were to ask you a question, how much is your house worth? Well, I can tell you without even looking at your house. I can tell you what your house is worth. It's worth whatever somebody's willing to pay for it, no more and no less. You might think it's worth a lot more, but it's only worth whatever somebody's willing to pay for it. How much is a piece of art worth? It's worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. How much is a rare baseball card worth? What somebody's willing to pay for it. A few years back, I remember there was a story in the news about the daughter of a very wealthy oil sheikh in the Middle East, and that daughter was kidnapped. And the sheikh put out a word all over the Middle East, pay any price for her return. Pay any price for her return. She's the king's daughter. Well, you're the king's daughter. You're the king's son. You're God's child. And the greatest ransom ever paid was paid for you by Jesus Christ We have a God who suffers. God came to earth and suffered for you. God exchanged his own son for your salvation, for your freedom. Christ gave his life that you might have eternal life. And if you want to know how valuable you are, you look at the cross. The cross proves your value. When Jesus, with his arms outstretched, dying on that cross, is saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're this valuable. You're this valuable to me. So the people who told you in your life you're worthless, they're dead wrong. That's an evil statement. They're dead wrong. You are not worthless. You are priceless. You're not just completely acceptable to God in Christ. You are infinitely valuable to God in Christ. He accepts me, and he says, I'm acceptable, I'm valuable. The third thing God says about you is you're lovable. Write this down. Number three, I'm not just these other things. I'm eternally loved. That's the third thing God says about you. God's true view of you. You are completely acceptable, and you are infinitely valuable, and you are eternally loved. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10 says this. Once you're not a people. In other words, you didn't have any identity. You're kind of nothing. But now you're the people of God. Now that has profound implications. When you accept Christ in your life, you become part of his family. That family, by the way, is called the church. The church is the family of God on earth. It's going to go to heaven. The church is the only thing that's going to last forever, God's family. And you know what? God as Father is not ashamed of his family.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we want to let you know about an amazing resource Pastor Rick created called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt. You can get this free right now by texting the word FREE to 800-600-5004. That's the word FREE to 800-600-5004. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that he has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why he created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This resource uses principles found in Pastor Rick's best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, ever since the publication of The Purpose-Driven Life, people have been asking me how they can teach their young children about the purpose of life. And they say, and I agree, that it's never too early to start teaching your children that they're loved by God and he has a purpose for their life. It's never too soon to tell a child God made you unique so you could fulfill your special life mission on earth. And God planned you just for that. Now, here's the super good news. We have taken the principles that are taught in the Purpose-Driven Life, and we've written them into short devotionals aimed specifically at children ages 4 to 8 years old. Today, more than ever, kids at this age need to hear the message that they're not an accident. They need to hear, even before the universe was created, God had you in mind, and he planned you for his purposes. You were made to last forever. Now, this book is called The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. And it includes engaging illustrations and devotionals that speak directly to the daily challenges that all of our kids are facing. And as a way of saying thanks to you for your financial gift to Daily Hope, I want to send you a copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This will be a great thing to give kids or to grandkids. And at the same time, your support continues to help us tell people all around the world about God's love and God's purpose for them.
We'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.